So let's begin. If you remember last time that we learned, we spoke about how the halacha tells me that you do not need a full four walls for a sukkah. We paskin that you need two full walls, and the third wall can be only a tefach. The third wall only has to be approximately 3 inches. And then the Gemara had this whole elaborate discussion. Well, if you say the third wall has to be a tefach, where exactly do you put that tefach on the third wall? And that was the question that we asked. And the Gemara had three different possibilities. Actually, last week we drew some pictures as to what these three possibilities were. The pictures, the first approach was that the tefach is keneged hayotzei, which means it's on the way going out of the sukkah. So if I have two walls and they are in like a V shape, so I would have the tefach, right, against one of those walls, either this wall or that wall. That's where I'd have my small wall. That was approach number one. Approach number two is actually this top picture that we see over here. Approach number two says, no, maybe you should put that tefach keneged beis tor. Maybe that tefach would suffice if it is in a diagonal, like we see the picture over there. And then the Gemara has a third possibility. The third possibility basically tells me that, you know what? That tefach actually is going to be a small wall, a wall that is approximately three. It's going to be a wall that is one big tefach. And one big tefach, like we mentioned, that you could have a tefach which is like a happy tefach, where the fingers are all spread out, because when you're happy, you spread out. And you can have a happy tefach or a sad tefach. Well, we'll have a happy tefach, and we'll put that happy tefach within three tefachim of the wall, and that will make four, because 3 plus 1 equals 4, and 4 is the majority of 7, and that is the third approach in the Gemara. So there are three approaches in the Gemara about this situation where I have the third wall being only one tefach. Where exactly do I put that tefach? There are three possibilities. Now the Gemara begins, and let me try to highlight this. Maybe not. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on the top. It begins Amar Rav.
We can see your cursor, so if you put your cursor
You can see my
cursor.
Yeah, so Amar Rav, right there. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to move on to a slightly different conversation, and then we will come back to our previous conversation. Okay, so we have to kind of hold this in our pipes. Try not to inhale yet because we're not done, but we'll just hold it for the time being. What we have is three possibilities as to where I put that tiny wall, and now the Gemara moves on to a different conversation. Amar Rav Yehuda, sukkah ha'asuya kemavoy kishera. If you have a sukkah that is made like a mavoy. Okay, now a mavoy actually is found over here in the Gemara where my cursor is. A mavoy is an alleyway. The alleyway has two complete walls. If I have a sukkah that has two complete walls and nothing on the other side, it is going to be kosher, providing I make a tefach, I need something on the third side. A sukkah is not good if you only have two sides. So in this picture that I'm using my cursor on, right, a sukkah that only has two walls would not be good, but I need to make a tefach. So I'm Rav Yehuda, sukkah ha'asuya kemavoy kishera. If you have a sukkah that is made like a mavoy, the sukkah is made like an alleyway, it is kosher, but also tefach ma'amido l'chol ruach sheyirtze. And what I do is I can make that tefach anywhere I want. Right? I can make the tefach over here a teeny bit. I can make the tefach over here. Right? There are four possibilities where I make that tefach. I can make that tefach anywhere I want. Also tefach ma'amido.
Is he saying it has to be connected to one of the four corners here?
So at this point of the Gemara, that seems to be what we're saying, that it has to be connected to one of those corners. But like we'll see at some point, and as you probably know me long enough to realize, not everything in Judaism is subject to question. So what we have is, right, a sukkah that has only two walls. So what we do is we make a tefach, and that tefach can go anywhere you want it to go. Rav Simon, v'itema Rav Yehoshua ben Levi Amar, oselo pas arba'a umashehu, uma'amido b'pachos mishlosha samach ledofan. Rav Simon says, you know what? It's not enough to just have a tiny little bit anywhere you want, like in picture three, this picture that my cursor's hanging around. Rather, what you need is a pas arba'a umashehu. You need a board that is four tfachim, or a little bit more than four tfachim. Uma amido pachos mishlosha samach ledofen. V'chol pachos mishlosha samach ledofen. Kilova dummy. This board I have to put within three tfachim. Three tfachim, he says, around 9 inches. The board is going to be 12 inches. I'm going to put that 12-inch board within 9 inches of the wall. Once I have something within 9 inches, within three tfachim, I apply my halachic principle of lavud. My halachic principle that when anything within three tfachim is considered like it extends and like it touches. And therefore, now what I have is a wall. I have a third wall over here. I used to have two complete walls. Now I have a third wall. That third wall that I have is because I had this wall of four tfachim. And now it is within three tfachim of one of those two big walls, and that's good enough. That's good enough. Kol pachos mishlosha samach ledofen kilof adami. Right? Anytime you're within three, that has the halacha of lavud, the halacha that's attached. So then the Gemara asks, 1 second, umayishna hasam dika amrit sagi. Tefach sochek. How come over there you? How come over there you say?
I'm not allowed
to watch on it. Yosef Dov, look in Breria's room. How come over there you say that one tefach is enough? Over there means, that I had the previous case where. Over there means I had the previous case where I had two walls, and the two walls touch each other. And we said, in that situation, all you need is one tefach sochek. Actually, I did it wrong. I need my eraser. We said that you need one tefach that is a large tefach, and it's within three tefachim of the wall. So the Gemara's question is, how come in this situation, where I have the two intersecting walls, one tefach is enough, but in this situation, where I have a mavoy, so we say, you know, one tefach is not enough, you need four, right? The Gemara's question is, how come over here one suffices, but over here four suffices? That's the question. So the Gemara says, you know what? There's a difference. The difference is, let's get back to the Gemara. Right? The difference is, Mashna hasam dika amit zagi tefach sochek. Umashna hacha dika amit bay pas arba. How come over there, when the two walls intersect, one tefach is enough? But over here you need four. Over here you need a board that is four wide. So the Gemara answers, Hasam diika shte defanos kehochasan sagile betefach sochek. Hacha deleka shte defanos iika pas arba in ilo lo. The Gemara says that in the case that we mentioned, in the case where we had before, when the walls intersect, so then, since you have two kosher walls, in this case, I have two kosher walls, so therefore one tefach is enough. But over here, where I don't have two kosher walls, because I have one kosher wall on this side, and one kosher wall on this side, but those two walls are not intersecting, so therefore I need more of a wall, and in order to have more of a wall, what I do is I need four tefachim. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, all is grand. Now,
it's four tefachim plus lavud over here. Right?
It's four tefachim plus lavud, which equals seven tefachim, which really equals the minimum size of a sukkah. So I think what Ilan is asking is, okay, so what's the big deal over here? What you really have is standard sukkah looking, right? A regular sukkah is a total of seven tefachim. So I have that anyway. So I'm going to ask you to hold that, and we'll come back to it in a few minutes. Okay? But basically what the Gemara is saying is that in the case of this picture, Gimel, this picture may have two walls which are parallel, so I need a pas dalid. I need a board of four tefachim within lavud. That's because since the walls don't intersect, I need more. The walls not intersecting is apparently a real deficiency in the sukkah. And therefore, although in the case where the walls intersect, one tefach is enough, over here you need four tefachim. Okay. Amar Rava. Now, let's go on in the Gemara. Amar Rava. Ve'ena niteres ela bitzures ha-pesach. Rava says that we can only permit this case, meaning the previous case of when the walls intersect. Rava says you can only permit that case if you also have a Tzures HaPesach, meaning, according to Rava, I just drew a very beautiful picture, I can only permit this if on that third side I have a tefach and I have a Tzures HaPesach. Let me actually say it better. Rava says, let's erase everything here. Rava says, I have two walls that intersect. Rava said, you know what? The third wall requires a Tzures HaPesach. A Tzures HaPesach is you have a post over here, and a post on top, and a lintel on top. Rava is telling us, and I'm explaining this Gemara according to Rashi, right? Rava is telling us that, you know what? When we say that you need a tefach, right? That tefach is distributed between the two posts. Right, in the grand Irving Yud Aleph, we say what a Tzures HaPesach is, a kanamikan, kanamikan, kanagabehen. It's a post here, and a lintel on top. Hacha kama rava de tefach shaninu bebraisa shematir bedofin shlishes eino matir elam kena sol also tefach tzures ha-pesach. What Rava is saying is that the only time it is going to help is when that tefach is a tzures ha-pesach also. You cannot just have a tefach of a pole or a post or a board. According to Rava, it has to be that it is a tzures ha-pesach, that it is something that appears like a door frame. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, okay, that's nice. That's version one of Rava, right? Amar Rava inan teres habitzuris ha-pesach, ikka da'amri, amar Rava v'niteres nami bitzuris ha-pesach. Version two of the Gemara is that according to Rava, you can also permit it with tzuris ha-pesach. Let's go like this. I'm going to have to make it a little bit smaller. So let's erase these pictures. And there are three versions of Rava that we'll encounter. Version one of Rava is that the only way to permit this sukkah is you have a tzuris ha-pesach. Tzuris ha-pesach means I have half a tefach here, half a tefach here, and I have the post on top. That's version A of Rava. Version B of Rava is niteres nami b'tzuris ha-pesach, meaning there are two ways to solve this problem. One way is what we mentioned earlier, that I have that board of one tefach within three. That's one way. Another way to solve the problem, according to Rava, is with a tzuris ha-pesach. Version B says that there are two options. Option one is the way we began. Option two is presumably the same as option A. Right? So according to Rava in version two, niteres nami b'tzuris ha-pesach. And then the Gemara says, Ikuda Amri, Amar Rava Utsricha Nami Tzuris HaPesach. Version 3 is that Rava says, you know what? Tzricha Nami Tzuris HaPesach, meaning if I have this, so I'm going to have my little board over here, and I'm also going to have a Tzuris HaPesach over here. Okay, so let's just look at this. This is amazing artwork that I did. I'm telling you, I'm getting into FIT with this, right? But the basic idea is that there are three versions of Rava in the Gemara. Version A of the Gemara is that when I speak about a tefach, it's a tefach of Tzuris HaPesach. So therefore, you need half a tefach here, half a tefach here, and a pole on top. That's what works. Version number two gives us options in life, right? Either I have a board within three tefachim, or I have a tzuris ha-pesach. Version number three says, in Yiddish, because I know there are some of us who are working on their Yiddish skills, but version three says, beide zusammen. You have to have both of them together. You need a board, and you also need a tzuris ha-pesach. That's version three in the Gemara. Good? Now, we have three versions of the Gemara. Which version carries the day? So the Gemara says a story, once upon a time. Rav Ashi Ashkechei l'Rav Kahana d'ka Ovid Tefach Sochek v'ka Ovid tzuris ha-pesach. Rav Ashi finds that Rav Kahana made a tefach. Now that word tefach sochek is actually somewhat questionable. If you look over here in the Gra, they say that the Gra does not have the text sochek. Sochek, remember, means happy tefach, that the fingers are spread out. The Gra did not have that word Sochek. Now, the note on the bottom of the Gra says something very interesting. Actually, Dashel, this may interest you. It says, Kiddishamu mipiv, velo nimtza b'ksav yad, velav gush b'nei demare chatim alzeh. Right? Basically, this means that the students heard the Gra say, get rid of that word Sochek, but the Gra never wrote it. Most of the comments of the Gra are stuff that he wrote. He amended. He took notes on the side of the Gemara. This they didn't find, and therefore, it does not have the imprimatur, it does not have the stamp of the Gra. There are many things that people quote from the Vilna Gaon, which are known to not necessarily be statements of the Gra. Perhaps they are inaccurate. For this reason, I believe the Beis Din in Vilna put a cherem on anyone who wants to publish Torah from the Gra. It's forbidden unless it's approved by his sons. If I'm not mistaken, that happened. And there was like a sefer of the Gra on Chumash called the Aderet Eliyahu, and the Aderet Eliyahu was assumed to be non-reliable because the Beis Din said it's not reliable. Now, you can buy the Aderet Eliyahu in any good Svarim store, and it's amazing. But the point is that this is, to the best of my knowledge, a very rare note in the Gemara where they say the Gra said it, then the footnote says, maybe not. Right? So, do with it as you may. But the basic story is I have three versions in the Gemara. I have three versions of what Rava said. A, B, and C. Which one is accepted? So the Gemara tells me, Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana, who's making a tefach sochek. He's making a happy tefach. The Gra says it was a sad tefach. The Gra's a litvak. He doesn't like being happy.
Switch your screen to the Gemara.
I'm sorry, I can't hear. I can't tell who's speaking. Who is speaking?
This is Caroline. I'm saying, if you want us to be looking at the daf right now, we are still looking at your drawings.
Oh, you're still looking at the drawings. Okay.
Yes.
So let me go back to this. I'm sorry. Thank you.
There we go.
Okay. So the Gemara tells me, thank you, three versions that we drew as to what exactly is necessary in the case we have a tefach. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana is making a happy tefach, and he also made a tzuras ha-pesach. Right? We pointed out the Gra takes the word happy out because the Gra's a litvak. Litvaks assume you're never allowed to be happy. You can tell Dr. Rieger I said that. So Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi finds Rav Kahana who made a happy tefach and also a tzuras ha-pesach. Amar lei, lo sovar mar loha derava de ama viniteret nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. What? You don't hold the Rava. Rava says that a tzuras ha-pesach also helps, right? Rava is picture B that we saw before that maybe I'd be able to reshare if I'd push the right button. So the Gemara says, no. Amar lei anaki idach lishna de Rava svirale de amar Rava utzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. Rav Kahana, said, you know what? I hold like version 3 of Rava, which is that you also need a tzuras ha-pesach. It's not enough to have a tefach sochek. You also need a tzuras ha-pesach. Can you see the apparently, can you see it now?
The drawing?
Right, can you see the drawings?
Yes.
Okay, so what basically he says is that I hold like version C, that you also need a tzuras ha-pesach. It's not enough to have one or the other. Version B is not correct. Version C is correct. So the simple reading of the Gemara would be that we follow la halacha, that we follow version C. That would be the simple reading of the Gemara, which means if I have a sukkah and the sukkah has two intersecting walls, so on that third wall I need both a tefach and I also need a tzuras ha-pesach. That seems to be the reading of the Gemara. This, by the way, you know, a few years ago, I don't know if they still have this, they used to have like a sukkah building competition in some of the parks in the city, and like people built very intricate sukkahs. Actually, Herzl Hartz, you know, from the Chabad of Inwood, he asked me to come and be a judge of this sukkah building competition. I told him, I don't know sukkah well enough. Like, you have to really know sukkah very well, but you could have some intricate sukkahs. Like, and this Gemara, to some extent, is the intricate type of sukkah, and the Gemara seems to say that the conclusion is that you need, the conclusion is that approach C is going to be correct. Nonetheless, and I should tell you that approach C is the approach that some of the Rishonim Paskin like. The Rif follows approach C. We'll talk about that. But the Meiri follows approach B. No one, to the best of my knowledge, follows approach A. Approach A is getting erased. No one follows approach A la halacha. Meiri follows approach B. Riff follows approach number Riff follows approach number C. That's what the Gemara says. Now, what's interesting over here is that we have to now go back to the previous Gemara. If I hold of approach C la halacha, I hold that you need both a post, both the bit of a wall, a tefach, and a tzuras ha-pesach. Well, what about in the case that we began with tonight? Right, the case was when you have a sukkah ha-asuya kimavoi, a case when the sukkah is like a mavoi, which meant that you have two walls that are parallel to each other. So the Gemara says, the way I solve the problem, the two walls are parallel to each other, I need a board, and that board is going to be four tefachim. And the four tefachim board, like Ilan pointed out, is going to be within three tefachim of the wall. Well, question, ladies and gentlemen, is that enough? Or maybe I hold that this is not enough, and I also need some sort of tzuras ha-pesach. I also need some sort of door frame that's built next to this, next to that wall. Now, normative Judaism, normal people would say, of course you don't need a tzuras ha-pesach. You have a wall, no? Four tefachim plus three tefachim of lavo, that empty three, right? That is a, that's going to be a great wall in Judaism. So why would you need the Tzuras HaPesach? And that would seem to be normative Judaism. However, as we all know, Judaism is an amazing religion, and then there was this Jew who died in the year 1204, 1205, and his parents named him Maimonides for some reason at his bris. They gave him like a Greek name. No one knows what they were thinking and how the Mayo let them get away with it. But this fellow, the Rambam, comes and says, you know what? You also need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Rambam says, in this case, the case that we began with tonight, the case of the Mavoi, the Rambam says, you know what? Your wall of four tefachim is not enough. You need four tefachim, and you need a Tzuras HaPesach. And everyone jumps up and down, and they spit wood and nickels, and they say, Maimonides, we love you, you're kind of cool, you probably have a beard, which means that you're awesome, because people with beard, my kids actually were playing a game on Shabbos called Exploding Kittens. It's like a card game, and the Exploding Kittens game just says...
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a new game, so how do you know an Exploding Kittens...
It's been a while, a few years, because I played it once in college.
Okay. It's been around for a few years. So in Exploding Kittens, how do you know who goes first? So the official rules in Exploding Kittens are the person with the best beard goes first. So my kids feel that this is totally not fair because they're not able to grow beards. I'm like, but these are the rules. You know, the rules are the rules. I have to go first. And what can we do? Fine. So that's absolutely pointless, but I do these things sometimes. The point is that the Rambam, against almost all the other Rishonim, assumes that you need a Tzuras HaPesach even in this case. Now, the rationale for the Rambam is as follows. Just the simple Gemara rationale goes like this. If you remember in the Gemara speaks about the Mavoi case, and the Gemara speaks about the regular case when the sukkah is meant, by the way, the Rishonim talk about this as a sukkah that's meant kamin gam, which is probably the Greek letter gamma. How does a gamma look? I think it looks something like this, no?
Where? I can't see. You're under... Wait, one second. Oh, let me move the...
Here. Let's go like this. This case, the Rishonim say
gamma
is...
Depends on the uppercase or lowercase. So yeah, that looks like...
The Rishonim call this kamin gam, which is the Greek letter gamma. And the Rishonim about the Gemara, excuse me, is bothered by a question. How come when they have a sukkah that's made like a mavoi, four tfachim is necessary, you need that board of four, and in this case, all you need is one? So the Gemara answers, well, when you have walls that intersect, it's a better type of sukkah, so we relax the requirements and we say one is enough. If that's the case, that this is a better type of sukkah, and over here, Rava said you also need a Tzuras HaPetach, so if that's the case, in this situation where it's a worse type of sukkah, because nothing intersects, so therefore you should also need a Tzuras HaPesach. And that's how the Rambam learns it. But it still makes no sense, because... The fact is, that wall of four is within three tfachim of the Mavoi wall, so shouldn't it just close the whole thing up? If it should close the whole thing up, therefore you have a regular wall. So this leads many people to say an idea within the Rambam, and again, Judaism is beautiful, then the Rambam is born, and they say that, you know what, Maimonides, the Rambam holds that this rule that we're talking about, the rule of Lavud, the rule that something that is within three tfachim fills it in, the Rambam says within three tfachim doesn't really fill it in. The Rambam says within three tfachim, it just means it's not a breach. But there's a difference between not being a breach and being full. Right? The Rambam is going to say, if I have a wall, and I have another wall, and I have a board of four, so you know what? There's a gap of three. That gap of three means it's not considered a breach. But halachically, I don't have a full-fledged wall yet, because it's not a breach. So that means it's not ineligible to be a wall. But to make it a wall, says the Rambam, I still need a Tzuras HaPetach. To make it a wall, I still need my gorgeous drawing that has a door frame. Sounds good, ladies and gentlemen? So this is the Gemara according to most. Let's go back to our Gemara that we were talking about. What we have over here again is I have two scenarios in the Gemara. One scenario is a sukkah that's a mavoi, which is this picture, the picture The picture over here, the two walls are parallel, so we say you need a board of four, and there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam versus the rest of Judaism, do you also need a Tzuras HaPesach? Shulchan Aruch does not conclude that issue, and some say you need a Tzuras HaPesach, some say you don't. That's the halacha. In the other case, in the case where, let's go back to a screen share, in a case where I have a sukkah that is like this, right? And I have my one tefach. So the simple reading of the Gemara, based on that episode of Rav Kahana, is that you need this, and you also need a Tzuras HaPesach. We pointed out that is the standard approach in Judaism. However, the Me'iri does not say that. The Me'iri says that we follow approach B, which means that you have a choice, either your wall or your Tzuras HaPesach. That's your choice. How did the Me'iri get this? So now let's learn the let's learn this next Gemara, and let's just go back. Let's go back to the next Gemara. Oh, can you see the Gemara yet, or
no?
No. Okay, so we have to share the screen. Oh, now you should be able to see the Gemara. So let's continue from the two dots.
There we go.
Right, Shdayin Kehochasan. This is an amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, if you remember, that two kosher walls are enough, and the third wall is minimized, and the third wall, one tefach, suffices. Amar Rava, v'chein l'shabbos, migo dehevi dofin le'inyan sukkah, hevi dofin le'inyan shabbos. Rava comes, and Rava says that, you know what? For Shabbos purposes also, this is enough. Once it is a wall for Sukkah, it is also a wall for Shabbos. So again, in this case, right, I have this Sukkah, and I have that wall. Now, for Shabbos, ordinarily, this is not a kosher wall. It's not a kosher wall for Shabbos, because as a matter of halacha, to carry on Shabbos, you need four complete walls. Our Erev around town has to be, right, I have an Erev checker one over here, at least one, I can't see everyone else is here, but I have an Erev checker, and you need four walls to carry on Shabbos. I can't carry if I only have three walls. So this type of thing, right, my picture A, my kosher sukkah picture, we have two walls and they have that little bit on the third side, which is one big tefach within three, etc. That should not help for Shabbos, because that only helps for sukkah. And therefore, I'd say, oh, it only helps for sukkah, it doesn't help for Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, we're not going to do that. Says the Gemara, we're going to apply the rule that since it is a wall for, let me get the screen share back. Right, since it is a wall for sukkah, it is also a wall for Shabbos. Migo de hevidofin le'inyin sukkah, hevidofin le'inyin Shabbos. The fact that it counts as a wall for sukkah purposes means for Shabbos, it's also a good wall. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara, and Rashi takes it this way, Rashi writes that this shlishis afilu tefach, so machnis umotzi himenu lebeso, so you're able to carry from your house into this sukkah. You're able to carry from your house into the sukkah. It is considered a full-fledged, it's considered a full-fledged wall for Shabbos. And therefore, let's say my house is over here. my house abuts on the sukkah, I'm able to carry from here into my house. Right? Usually you'd say, how can you carry? Your house is a Rishus HaYochid, has four walls. And this has, I don't know, two walls and a little bit. No, Rashi says, since it works for sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. Most understand that this is a principle that comes up in many areas of halacha. The principle is called achshavei. What achshavei basically means is that we say something is chashav. Once we give something once we give something a chashivas, we say that something is important, something is valuable. Once we say that, so therefore it is true for all other areas of halacha. That's the rule of achshavei. So what we're saying over here is as follows. We're saying since that extra wall, that little wall is, can you see my Gemara screen now or not?
Nope, still the drawing.
Still not, okay, so we're going to try to, but basically, what we're saying is that extra wall, since it is considered a wall for sukkah purposes, it's also going to be considered a wall for Shabbos purposes. And therefore, I'm allowed to carry from this area into this area. Okay, let me get the Gemara back somehow. I had this a minute ago. I had this whole system done perfectly, and now I can't seem to figure out. Just 1 second. Ah, let's go like this. Right, the Gemara says that since it helps for sukkah, it also helps for Shabbos. The Gemara then asks, "Umi aminan migo? Do we say that something that helps for sukkah also helps for Shabbos?" V'hatanya, I learned the following brayso: Dofen sukkah ki dofen Shabbos. A sukkah wall is the same as a Shabbos wall. Ubelvad shelo yehi ben konet lechavero shlosha tfachim. As long as you do not have three tfachim or more between each post and the next post. The Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, Shah Shabbos Eina Niteres Ela Ba Omed Meruba al Haparot, Masha Ein Kain B'Sukkah. Shabbos is greater than Sukkah because Shabbos requires Omed Meruba al Haparot. Shabbos requires that you have more standing area than the open area, and that's not true when it comes to sukkah. When it comes to sukkah, omed meruba al haparot. My recorder just fell. Just give me a second. When it comes to Shabbos, you need Omeid Meruba al Haparot. When it comes to Sukkah, you do not need Omeid Meruba al Haparot. Okay, so let's go through this. To be Mechitzos on Shabbos, we said on Shabbos you need four walls. But the four walls don't have to be complete walls. You're allowed to have doors, no? So I could have wall one, I could have wall two. Each wall has like a bit of a door. Wall three, wall four. Each wall has like a bit of a door, and that's okay. But that's only okay because, and Rashi understands the Gemara like this, that's only okay because in aggregate, when I add this plus this plus this, I end up with more built-up space than empty space. That is the rule by Shabbos. By Sukkah, the Gemara says, you know what? You could have a sukkah in theory that you have parutz meruba al ha'omed. Right? Let's say I have four that's built, and it's within three of the wall. And then the next wall I have five, and I have a big door of 10. Then I have another four. Okay? So again, I have three. Let's say this is five. Let's say this is 10. So now I have 13 open, and I have 9, and 4 is 13 closed, right? And then I could have 2 open, 3 closed, 3 closed, and 5 open. I could have something like, basically, you could do your math. I need a math major to figure this out. But the basic idea is that by sukkah, I can have parutz meruba al ha'omed. It's perfectly fine that by sukkah, I can have a situation that the majority of the sukkah is closed. I can't have that by again, by sukkah, I have it, the majority is open. By Shabbos, I can't have the majority being open. That's what emerges from this Gemara. And the Gemara says, I have to again get it back to my screen share. I keep on moving. I don't know what happened over here. Let's stop the share. Let's screen share again. And okay, I lost my screen share on this. Okay, we're running out of time, so I think what we're going to do is just, you're going to trust me on this one, without looking at the Gemara inside. But the Gemara's question is, how come by, what are you telling me, that I say the rule that since it is a wall for sukkah, by definition it's a wall for Shabbos also, that is just not true. Because by Shabbos, you could have parutz meruba al ha'omei. By Shabbos, it has to be omei meruba al ha'parutz. Excuse me, by Shabbos, you need that the majority is standing material. And there are fewer gaps and there's standing material. But by Sukkah, it could be even parutz meruba al ha'omei. By sukkah, it could be that you have less standing space than you have open space. So that's the Gemara's question. How can you tell me, if it helps by sukkah, it has to help for Shabbos? When I see, if anything, that Shabbos has a higher standard than sukkah. That's the Gemara's question.
But would there be a distinction between whether the sukkah is situated in a Carmelis versus a Rishus HaRabim?
There might be. There might be such a distinction. I don't think the Gemara is going to go that way here. I know what to do now. Let's go like this, back to Zoom. Right. Is there such a distinction? Maybe.
Because, you know, for Carmelist, Rabbanon can make a kula for, you know, using, you know, once it's good for sukkah, it's good for Shabbos on Shabbos Kol HaMoed or Shabbos Yom Tov. But if it's a Rishus HaRabim, if it's in the Rishus HaRabim,
so most really are assuming that this Gemara is talking about even in the Rishus HaRabim. Like we saw for Rashi, that the issue is to carry from, I think Rashi writes clearly that the situation is that you have a sukkah in a Rishus HaRabim. Right? Look at this Rashi here. I'll point to it. Im asa b'Rishus HaRabim samach l'piskel sukkah. You see those words, Yosef? The top wide line?
Put your cursor on it.
Im asa b'Rishus HaRabim. The last three words of the top line. Im asa brishus harabim samach lepisko suka. That means that you're making it in a rishus harabim. That's what you're doing. So, we seem to be talking about a case when it's in rishus harabim, and the Gemara asks, "You're telling me that if it helps for sukkah, it also helps for Shabbos, but that's not true because the halacha is that Shabbos, yisera Shabbos al sukkah, shal Shabbos ein aniteres elo ba'ome meruba al aparot, masha inkem besukkah." Shabbos, you can only permit it if the majority is built up. If the majority would be empty space, that would not help for Shabbos. But by Sukkah, theoretically, the majority, even of empty space, helps. By the way, if you look carefully in Rashi, there's some discussion about when I talk about majority of empty space versus majority built up, does that mean majority in all four sides? Or does that mean that I look at each side individually? That's what we call advanced Talmud. That's not for now. But the basic idea is, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Once it helps the sukkah, it helps the Shabbos. But we know that Shabbos requires more built up than it is by sukkah. My love, yisera Shabbos to sukkah, asukkah, velo amrinon migo. Doesn't this mean that Shabbos of Sukkah requires more than the Sukkah itself? Let's go slowly. Shabbos of Sukkah means what I would call Shabbos Chol HaMoed. You would see from this Gemara that Shabbos of Sukkah is greater than regular Sukkah. That Shabbos of Sukkah requires Omein Meruba. It has to be that the majority is standing. But that's not true if you hold Migo that it's a dofen le'inyin sukkah, it's a dofen le'inyin Shabbos. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Lo, yisera Shabbos de'alma al Shabbos de sukkah. What we mean is a regular Shabbos has a higher standard than a sukkah. Than Shabbos of Sukkah. What we're saying is that we really say Migo. Migo means that if it works by a regular, if it works by Sukkah, it also works by Shabbos. That's true. Meaning, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkis, since this is a Sukkah, and it's kosher, so therefore you could carry inside it, you could go from your house to it, all the things that Rashi said. The only point that we're saying, when we say that Shabbos is greater than Sukkah, what we're trying to get at is, you know what? Shabbos is greater than Sukkah insofar as on a regular Shabbos, you need Omein Meruba. For a regular Shabbos, it has to be that the majority is filled in. Shabbos of Sukkah does not need that the majority is filled in. That's what the Gemara says. Now,
so if the sukkah is in a rishus harabim, wouldn't it essentially have to be right up against the house so to transport food between?
Correct. In other words, I have a tiny rishus harabim between here. I'm building the sukkah in the rishus harabim. Right? Or okay. I did it wrong. I'm building the sukkah in the rishus harabim right next to my house. Right? That's okay according to Rashi. That's where Rashi learns the Gemara. Now, we'll probably have to discuss this more next week, but this Gemara does create a teeny bit of a problem. The problem goes like this. We said in our youth, which means like 25 minutes ago, that when I have this type of sukkah, I have two intersecting walls, so I build a third wall, which is one tefach, and I put it within three of the wall. And Rava said, you also need a tzuras ha-pesach. Right? That's what we said. Okay. All is grand. Well, one second. Hold up. If you have this type of situation, you have three walls. Right? Basically, I have one great wall, two great walls, and then I really have a third great wall, but my third great wall is kind of put together by having, you know, a board and a Tzuris HaPesach that is a makeshift wall. But push comes to shove, it's a third wall. If it's a third wall, so then three walls should be okay for Shabbos. Why do you need Migo? Why do you need Migo? Three walls is okay for Shabbos, min ha-Torah. Right? According to Torah law, when you have three walls, you're allowed to carry it in on you're allowed to carry in that on Shabbos. Rabbinically speaking, we say I can only carry when I have four walls. According to Torah law, three walls is enough to carry. If that's the case, so this sukkah really has, right? If this case, so then that this sukkah that has three walls, because it has wall, wall, boom, boom, according to Torah law, it's a grand Shabbos thing. So why do you need to come onto this razzle-dazzle idea? Oh, it helps by sukkah, so therefore it helps for Shabbos. I don't need that. So that's a question that everyone and their uncle, aunt, grandmother, mother, happy Mother's Day. Remember Ralph Kiner once introduced a Mets game on Father's Day, and he said, fans, today is Father's Day, so to all your fathers out there, happy birthday. This was one of Ralph Kiner's great contributions to life. But the point is, happy Mother's Day, and the point is that why do you need to come on to us? Since it helps by sukkah, it helps for Shabbos? No. According to Torah law, it helps for Shabbos because I have three walls. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, can you see my Gemara screen now?
No.
No, okay, so we're going to try to, why do I always have such a hard time doing this?
There you go.
You have it?
No, no, it's drawings.
Drawings again. Okay. Now do we have it? New share. Yeah, now I'm going to have it. So the Gemara says, if you look in Rashi.
Still see, oh, there you go. Okay.
All right, so if I look in Rashi, Rashi writes that the idea in this Gemara is that we are, I have to find the words in Rashi. Agmiri Rachmana le Moshe b'mechitza sukkah, that it is a complete wall for the sukkah, and therefore it's a wall for Shabbos, the Inyan Shabbos also. In other words, we'll have to elaborate on this more next time, but what Rashi seems to be getting at is like this. There is no such thing as a sukkah with three walls. Sukkahs have to have four walls. That's the rule of a sukkah. Now, how does it work when I have a sukkah that seems to be only three walls? The answer is I have something called halachic imagination. And my halachic imagination says, ready? My halachic imagination says, I'll do it in a different color, in a different shade. Imagine that that's a fourth wall. Because really it's a door. And doors count as walls. There's no such thing as a sukkah of three walls. Sukkahs have to be four walls. That's what emerges according to Rashi. So I still need to say the Migo. What I'm basically saying is, you know what? You have this situation. It looks like you have three walls. And that's great. And you're saying, oh, once you have walls for sukkah, you also have walls for Shabbos. And we ask the question, what do you mean? I have three walls. So that's good enough for Shabbos also in Torah law. The answer is, yeah, it's good enough for Shabbos in Torah law. But rabbinically, it's not good enough for Shabbos. The only reason it helps for Shabbos is because once I do this, so then I imagine in Sukkah that I have a fourth wall. The halacha l'moshe misinai allows me to create an imaginary wall, and once I create this imaginary wall, so therefore it also helps for beautiful Shabbos. By the way, this Gemara actually ends up being easier to do over a Zoom shiur than it would be in a just plain Gemara shiur, no?
Yeah.
Sometimes drawing pictures actually helps. Okay, so I know that we're stuck in Mova Gemara. God willing, next week we'll pick up from here again. I want to thank all of you for coming. I'm having some fun over here. Somehow I just can't seem to find everybody on my screen right now. But I just want to thank all of you for coming. It's great to see people. I hope that you're safe. I hope that you're wearing masks in public. They say, by the way, that masks don't do so well when you have a beard, even though having a beard is good for going first and exploding kittens, but it's not so good if you have a mask. But whatever, these are very important bits of information that I try to say just to keep myself entertained, even if I don't keep everyone else entertained. Okay, Chevra. So thank
you. Dash your car, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you, Dasho, Laura. Thank you, Kayla. Peter, it's good that this week actually we were able to connect you.
I appreciate it. I really
do. Marjorie, thank you for just setting this up. And I want to thank, there's a lot of people who are on the shiur now who haven't been here in a while. Ben Kohanim, it's great to see you. Yaakov Dove, it's really wonderful to see you. It's good to reconnect to people virtually, and stay safe. Hashem should give all of you brachos, and we'll continue to be in touch. Next week we're going back to the regular time, which I believe is 7 p.m. Right? 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. That's for next week. Okay, Chevra, thank you very much.
Chevra, 7:30.
Thanks, Jewish works.
Oh, 7:30? Is that what it is? I don't remember. What did we say?
I think we previously done it 7:30.
Okay, we could do 7:30. I'm fine with that.
Is it going to be the same link, or will there be a new link every week?
I didn't hear.
Is it going to be the same link, or will there be a new link every week?
I think it'll be a new link every week. The way this system works is, while you gave me like a what's it called account, but I have to start a new one every week. I have no idea why you does this. Why you does weird things sometimes, but we're not going to question the great why you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Scott, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming. Okay, Chevra, have a good night. It worked. You saw a dash on Baruch?
No.
Now I'm giving another shear at 8 o'clock. How was it at Bubby and Zeta? Did you guys get to see them and chat? Did you guys go outside to see them?
No, we sit outside and they...